You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the show, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Don't forget, coming up in just about 25 minutes, Tucker Barnes, Fox 5 meteorologist, will join us to talk all about the eclipse. So you don't want to miss that. That is the biggest non-sports news of the day, in case you didn't know. But joining us right now, John Keim, Redskins reporter for ESPN. You can follow him on Twitter, at John_Keim. That's K-E-I-M. Good morning, John.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great, man.
Doing well.
It's great to have you on. Want to get your perspective on these things. You know, we've been doing this a long time, you know, not to get too excited, not to get too down after the preseason. But I tell you, it's really hard to know how to feel either way. You know, it's just, I just don't know how to evaluate the preseason. At this point, I don't know how.
But John, you should hear some of these callers.
Yeah, some are really jump off the bandwagon.
I mean, some of the callers are, I mean, one woman said Kirk Cousins is the worst quarterback in the league. You know, there's no confidence in him from the team. Some of these
fans are
nuts.
But how do you evaluate it, John, when you know they're not showing all their cards? They're not game planning. They're trying different combinations. Half these guys won't be here in 3 weeks. Even with the first unit, they're not showing you everything. They're showing you barely anything.
Well, I exactly. Now, the things where I would say, the one thing I would be disappointed in the other night was the lack of a run game.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was a point of emphasis going in. It is your starting unit up front. It is your starting running back. And so I think the inability to get anything going there is disappointing. Now, what it means for the season, I'm not going to make some grand proclamations after two preseason games and really a handful of drives, and they were bad drives. I mean, they've been really bad on blocking for the run. And I think the problem that I have with it is that, again, point of emphasis, and last year against really good run defenses, they struggled to run the ball. And so you'd like to see some consistency there. But you aren't game planning. And so, and listen, the other teams aren't game planning either. And Green Bay mm-hmm. was able to move the ball on them. So, you know, but I don't like to get crazy about preseason showings because, like, for example, last week against Baltimore, one run that failed, everybody blocked it well except for the Pro Bowl left tackle against Suggs. Now, I kind of think that Trent Williams is going to make his block more often than he's not. So if you get more serious, does that play then work? Do you do a better job? For example, they're really trying hard to run the ball. So in the two games, out of like 10 first down plays, forget the 2 minute offense that they ran, mm-hmm. but of the 10 first down plays, 7 are runs. I have a feeling that in the regular season, maybe you game plan that differently. Now you're trying to force the run because you're trying to work on things. But if you can be more balanced, for example, showing some more play action, which is a great down for play action, then maybe it helps you open up some things. So there are things you can absolutely do to game plan for it. But having said that, you also need to block better. And that's one thing I think that's been disappointing, that there's been some just flat out, you know, losing your blocks, not so much missing them, but just losing them. And I think when that consistently happens, then you have to say what's going on here. But to go far ahead and say to cancel the season and to be all distraught, slightly early for that.
Yeah, I think so. I've been so excited to really see this new toy Terrell Pryor, and everyone's just had so many great things to say about it. But, you know, they're not featuring him yet. They're barely putting him out there, so we just have to calm our box there about that. Doxson was nice to see. I didn't think he'd play. I was surprised. I thought they'd baby him a little more, but they put him out there. You see the athleticism. Man, if that kid could stay healthy, he might really have something.
Yeah. I agree with that, and I think the time to baby him is over, and I think they know that. So I always thought, like, if he was ready, he was going to be out there because they need to see, and he needs to play.
Yeah.
And I really liked what I mean, he's got to play more. I mean, you know, God bless Ryan Grant. I know they love him. This guy's got some legit talent, and he's got to be out there more. It's just a matter of him getting more experience. The one route that he caught, the 12-yard route, I really, really liked that because of the patience he showed. He's got to let Crowder, the inside guy, clear on that. So he has to show some patience. If he doesn't run it with patience, that play isn't open. And he did. And he turned it in 12 yards in the athletic breakup he made. You saw him running routes really well in practice throughout the summer. So you know he can add something when he's healthy. And with Pryor, he's showing, you know, first of all, he's coming off 1,000-yard season. He has shown it throughout the summer what he can do, and he has some rare skills. What you'd like to see is the better timing with he and Cousins, and Cousins getting the ball down a little bit to him. And then the two passes that he's had over the middle, those are balls that we've seen him catch in practice. So, in the regular season, I think he'd be the first to say, I've got to make that catch, even if it's a little bit high. The luxury of a Terrell Pryor is the wide catch radius. So, you know, that's so you can be a little bit off to him because he's got those huge, huge hands, to make those catches. But, you know, I wouldn't be worried about him either because, again, he shows things in practice where it's just like a lot of guys just can't move like that.
But these fans have to understand that they are still developing that.
You know, correct.
Cousins is still developing the chemistry, correct, and the timing with those two new receivers because he threw to Pierre and Deshaun for 5 years? I mean,
right, and
it's
I think
take time.
Along with that, you have to learn, and they'll admit that, and Terrell Pryor admit that, and Kirk Cousins admit that they've got to see what one another can do at game speed and where they need the ball at game speed. And there was a little play like the slant to Pryor was just a hair behind, but it was enough to maybe prevent him because he kind of had to pause for a half second. It could be the difference between a first down and a third and one or fourth and one. And, you know, little things like that where you've got to learn what other guys can do. And it's a different speed than you're running in practice. And that takes time. They've spent a lot of time together the offseason doing this, but you need it in games. And there's, you know, it's hard to duplicate that. That's one reason why I think coaches like those practices with other teams in the summertime because it raises the speed a little bit. And I think that's been something that the Redskins would have liked to have done this summer. They just couldn't get another team in there. So, but yeah, I mean, it definitely takes time. I mean, when that was the one thing with Jackson and Garcon, with Pierre Garcon, especially with Garcon, Pierre was a very consistent route runner. So Kirk Cousins knew that if this route called for him to cut it 8 yards, maybe he's going to cut it at six, but he's going to cut it at six every time. So I know when to throw and where. So those are the things you learn. And even like Pryor was talking after the game, it's like, listen, you know, in a game, I'm in a situation, we may have game planned for this week, so that way if they're playing me this way, we're going to go to this play. Well, in preseason, you're really not doing that sort of stuff, so you may not be able to feature what somebody else does really well.
We're joined by John Keim, Redskins reporter for ESPN. Jordan Reed comes off the PUP list. Will he see the field in preseason game 3 against Cincinnati, or is that too optimistic?
I think that's probably a little bit optimistic, and I don't really know the answer at this point, but you know, I think you'd want to see how he's moving around first throughout practice. But I will say he has been moving pretty well when I've seen him. And he consistently has said he feels well. And I think one thing that helps is he's wearing a wider cleat. So there's not as much pushing on his toe. And he's got those orthotics in there. So when he's done his agility work, when he's running his routes, and you can see him pressing hard and cutting each way, that he looks pretty good now. But, you know, we'll find out more Wednesday and probably Thursday about his status. It'd be nice to get him out there. I think he's the guy that you need to be more careful with because you absolutely don't want to lose him. Not only that, but in compared to like a Josh Doctson, Jordan Reed knows the offense. They know what he can do. They know, you know, Kirk Cousins knows what he has in Jordan Reed. So there's not as much urgency for him to work with Jordan as there is to work with a Doctson or a Pryor with whom he's, you know, not as familiar with in a game.
John, let's talk about the defense a little bit. I know when I watch these preseason games, I just have my little computer there, and then when someone just flashes, I just type in their name, you know, mention him. So I thought Preston Smith made a play. I thought Phil Taylor made a play. Fabian Moreau's name kept coming up. And then this kid, Chris Carter, who I guess has been in the league for like 7 years now, has bounced around, been on four or five different teams. He was making plays. No helmet, flat. Tell me about him. Tell me about some of these. Does Carter have a chance to make this roster?
Oh, absolutely. But he's primarily a special teams guy. That's what they signed him for.
Okay.
and he had played inside some in Indy, and he's been playing outside, rushing the passer. So he gives you a little bit of versatility, but he's more depth.
Okay.
And I think, like the other night, for example, if Junior Gallette and Ryan Anderson are healthy, we're not going to see Chris Carter until later in the game.
Right.
But with Trent Murphy out for the year, it gives you another guy that you can go to. But again, his role primarily right now is special teams. But if you keep rushing the passer well and keep playing with some sort of passion and urgency out there,
they'll
can find some snaps in the game for you. But really, the linebacker rotation will be Kerrigan, Smith, Gallette, and Anderson if all are healthy.
Right. Right.
What's the major position battle right now for you?
I think up front is still to be decided. And I know, like, you brought up Phil Taylor.
Yeah.
He's made some plays in both preseason games, and he's looked pretty good in practice. You would think he solidified himself in those, but the hard part there is, do you keep six or seven defensive linemen? If you only keep six, it may be hard to keep a guy who's a pure nose. That's why you notice that Ziggy Hood opened up that nose in that game. And to me, that's out of position for him. But I think what they're trying to do is to see, first of all, can they survive with him there? And if they don't keep seven defensive linemen, if you keep seven, Phil Taylor has done a good job. A.J. Francis, I thought, did a good job the other night. Mm-hmm. So I think that one remains to be seen. And then inside linebacker with Foster, Brown, and then Will Compton. And Foster and Brown started the other night. I think they both did some good things. I think, the one thing I wonder with Zach Brown a little bit, it's with all those guys, is in coverage. And Zach Brown is the most athletic and fastest of that group. So you want to find a way to have that on the field, because it's something you really don't have, that kind of combination. It's then a situation that's some awareness things for all those guys. But I think that one is a remaining one. But those guys seem to do pretty well. At times, I think the run defense could have been probably a little bit better. Sometimes it's a matter of being in the right spot and not finishing the play. Mm. I think that's the other remaining battle that – And I think the fact that Foster and Brown started the other night is maybe a lean, it indicates where they're leaning, but I don't think it's been completely decided yet.
Mm. There were some bright spots. Samaje Perine ran for almost 50 yards, had a 29-yard reception. So there were some bright spots for some of these guys. I think Perine certainly needed it after the first preseason game. So what did you think about
it? I tell you what, I liked that kid in college a lot. And yep. He, last week against Baltimore, he didn't run as decisively, and even position coach Randy Jordan told me that he basically was thinking too much out there, and then he had a couple issues in protection. But what Jordan likes about him, I think, is what he showed the other night, his ability to quickly adjust and to fix his own game. And so what you saw the other night was a guy who ran with much better vision, and I think probably more decisively than he did in the opener. And he looked probably more like the Samaje Perine from Oklahoma. And I think that kid, I think if he continues to do that, will be able to play a nice role for this team. I think protection, you have to be able to trust him there. And I don't know that two preseason games is enough to fully know that you can. But you have to like the path that he's on, because he did run better. And I know it's against backups and all that, mm-hmm. but he's running with backups as well. And I think what you liked is, again, there were a couple times he made guys miss in the backfield just with a nice cut. A big guy with that kind of feet is hard to find. But he finishes so well at the end of runs. I mean, he can run through guys, something I think he likes to do. And if you see that guy up close, you understand why. That guy's thighs are freaking tremendously big. Yep. It's incredible.
That was the one thing I noticed about him the first time I saw him in college, is how big his freaking thighs are.
It's amazing. I snapped a picture of him the other night. It's like, just so people can understand, this is why this guy runs with power. But they're not quite Earl Campbell thighs, but they're pretty big.
They're pretty close, yeah.
John, thanks as always for the time. It's John Kime, Redskins reporter for ESPN. Give him a follow on Twitter, @John_Kime. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. We'll get back into the Redskins again at 9 o'clock with Mike Jones from the Washington Post. When we come back at 7:27, we'll be joined by Tucker Barnes from Fox 5. He will get you up to date on what to do for the impending eclipse coming later today.
Yeah.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.